Now, back to Yellowstone. I haven't done a Yellowstone video in quite some time. So there have been some recent developments which are strange, and I think that it's worth getting into. There's been a rock fissure that's supposedly sparks an urgent closure at the Grand Teton National Park, which is only 60 miles from Yellowstone's super volcano. So a fissure has opened up, and again, 60 miles or 100 kilometers from the Yellowstone volcano, and it actually did prompt officials to immediately close the area. So this isn't some conspiracy thing. This is actually true. This is real, and this is actually happening. Experts have detected expanding cracks in the rock buttress, which is being closely monitored by geologists for movement. Now, it's not known how the fissure opened, but the area, which sits over Yellowstone supervolcano, has been urgently shut down due to elevated potential for rock fall. Now, while it hasn't blown for more than 600,000 years, according to scientists. Scientists are working to better understand Yellowstone and its hopes to predicting the next eruption, which would be absolutely devastating should it occur. Now, according to a spokesperson for the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, it's not known how long the closure will be in place. The statement reads, quote, "The Hidden Falls and Inspiration Point areas are currently closed due to elevated potential for rock fall," end quote. So the Hidden Falls is a 100-foot or 30-meter waterfall near the eastern end of Cascade Canyon, and Inspiration Point is a stop on a trek overlooking Jenny Lake. So the statement continues, the area was closed to protect human safety on July 10th after expanding cracks in a rock buttress were detected. Geologists are monitoring the buttress for movement and have initiated a risk assessment for the area. However, according to the spokesperson, other parts of the park are still open, such as the immediate areas around Jenny Lake. Now, the area is not far from the potentially devastating Yellowstone volcano. Vast eruptions from Yellowstone volcano occurred 2.2 million, 1.3 million and 630,000 years ago, according to geologists and scientists. When it erupted, the supervolcano produced one of the largest known blasts on Earth, spewing more than 2,000 times as much ash as Mount St. Helens did when it erupted in 1980, which killed 57 people. Now, of course, if Yellowstone were to erupt, it would be a lot more devastating than that. There's some pictures here that we can look at. So let me switch to screen share here. Okay, so here's one, and it says this is Grand Teton National Park. It says it is not known how the fissure opened, but the area pictured here, which sits over the Yellowstone supervolcano, has been closed to elevated potential for rock fall. I got to tell you, Daily Mail is just terrible with their ads. Like, it's not even letting me scroll. It's like it's so bad. See if we can get, can we look at one more picture? Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Sorry, guys. Thank you for being patient, though. The Hidden Falls pictured here is a 100-foot waterfall near the eastern end of Cascade Canyon. The area is not far from the potentially devastating Yellowstone volcano. So that's the waterfall. We're going to go ahead and stop sharing now. There are more pictures which you can look at, but with all the ads on this Daily Mail website, it's just killing it. It's just absolutely bogging it down. So those will probably be the only two that we'll be able to look at right now. But Yellowstone is currently recharging as its magma chambers fill with molten rock from the Earth's mantle, which is the subsurface layer beneath the crust. Now, last month it was revealed scientists have devised a new way to find out how quickly magma is building up beneath the Yellowstone supervolcano. And the technique allows experts to accurately estimate the amount of magma entering the supervolcano from deep beneath the Earth's crust in a process known as recharging. So while this new method doesn't allow scientists to predict when Yellowstone will erupt, it can help better understand how the volcano replenishes its magma stores. Researchers at Washington State University said these pools of molten volcanic rock built in subsurface magma chambers, that's where they're built, and they're key to the eruption process. Peter Larson, who is the co-author and professor, said in the study, quote, "It is the coal in the furnace that's heating things up. It's heating up the boiler. The boiler is what explodes. This tells us what is heating the boiler." So once these chambers are filled, the landform could explode at any time, potentially erupting within months or several millennia after a magma recharge. The eruption occurs when the magma chambers burst, which, throwing out as much as 240 cubic miles of magma into the air. A key driver of the volcano's destructive power is an explosive silica-rich volcanic rock called rhyolite that breaks through the Earth's crust during an eruption. Now, in this new study, Professor Larson and his colleagues focused on the plume of magma heating the rhyolite from below. Professor Larson says, quote, "This gives us an idea of how much magma is recharging the volcano every year," end quote. So the researchers spiked several hot springs in Yellowstone National Park with the stable radioactive isotope deuterium. And researchers said the chemical was harmless to the environment and approved for use by park officials. The hot springs the team spiked are closely linked to a maze of hydrothermal vents that play a key role in Yellowstone's volcanic system. So using the temperature of the springs and the time taken for the deuterium to return to normal background radiation levels, the team was able to calculate the amount of water and heat flowing out of the springs. Researchers found that previous studies underestimated the amount of water coursing through the springs and the amount of heat leaving the springs. Now, this also brings up the question, could an eruption at Yellowstone supervolcano actually be prevented? Believe it or not, NASA is working on this. NASA believes that drilling up to 6 miles or 10 kilometers down into the supervolcano beneath Yellowstone National Park to pump in water at high pressure could actually cool it. And despite the fact that the mission would cost, $3.46 billion, NASA considers it the most viable solution. So using the heat as a resource also poses an opportunity to pay for the plan, because it could be used to create a geothermal plant, which generates electric power at extremely competitive prices of around 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Excuse me. So there might be reason beyond trying to stop the supervolcano to do this. But of course, like anything else, there are two sides to it, and one would have to wonder: is it worth the resources? Is it worth the money to implement this when there's no real guarantee that it would work? This method of subduing a supervolcano has the potential to actually backfire and trigger the supervolcanic eruption that NASA's trying to prevent. So that wouldn't be good, and that doesn't sound like a very viable solution. But this method of subduing a supervolcano, could be extremely destructive. So NASA is, I believe this is from NASA, is on record as saying, quote, "Drilling into the top of the magma chamber would be very risky. However, carefully drilling from the lower sides could work." Now that quote either comes from NASA or it might be from the USGS. The quote is not sighted, unfortunately, which is a little annoying. But anyway, so even besides the potential devastating risks, the plan to cool Yellowstone with drilling is not simple at all. Doing so would be an excruciatingly slow process that would happen at the rate of about 1 meter a year, meaning that it would take tens of thousands of years to cool it completely. And still, there wouldn't be a guarantee that it would even be successful for at least hundreds or possibly thousands of years. So it sounds like another, to me, it sounds like another environmental project to waste money on, and I don't think that it's very viable. But I don't know. I mean, it's controversial, and I understand that there would be opinions on both sides. So I would love to hear your opinion on that. Could Yellowstone actually be prevented? Is this a way to do it? Would we want to trust NASA on something like that when they are giving us any guarantees? And should we spend taxpayer dollars for something like this, or should it be privately funded? What do you guys think? And also, do you think that this fissure thing that is opened up is going to amount to anything? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Give me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.